listen, I don't always push out messages. There's conviction.
Yeah.
Down that hog pen.
Yes, it did.
Can't be happy then if you've been saved.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Listen. God down there, he wants the control in the Father's house. So I found out the conviction in the hog pen.
Yeah.
One blessed day, he got up and he looked back. Hey, you say, preacher, how did he get home? The same road that he got in the hog pen. He had to turn around. Hallelujah. Had to an about face. Leave the hog pen. Leave the world. Go back to God. Hallelujah. Go back to his house. Remember what the New Testament said? Jesus was 12 years old. They went up to Jerusalem to worship. They left. Supposing him to be with the crowd.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question.
That's right.
What right did they have to suppose he's with them?
Yeah.
They hadn't found him.
Right.
They hadn't seen him. They hadn't heard him. Would they find him? Right where they left him.
Yeah.
You'll find your joy right where you left it.
Yeah.
Get down that road. Way. That same road in the opposite direction.
I'll
take you the right way.
Amen.
Didn't like the control. You needn't look at me so bewildered. Everybody's ever got out of the will of God. Young, middle-aged, or old. You got there because you didn't like the control at the Father's house.
Amen.
Amen. You found conviction in hog pen. But one day, blessed be God, one day, he came to himself.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It finally dawned on him. I've been at the will of God. I've been as far as you can get.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of that. I'm not boasting about that. It's just honest.
Yeah.
Young Christian, I got as far as the will of God you get. Thank God for the day when the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, man.
Called me to come to myself.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. I got up one morning and I looked in the mirror. Couldn't have been me. It had to be God working with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I looked in the mirror and I said, what are you? Is this what you want to rest your life? Something in me said no. I said, I will arise.
Amen.
Glory to God. Go to my Father. And when I got there, I found someone with love and compassion.
Amen.
Not did he not like the control at the Father now. I know what we're trying to do this day. Listen, man, I'm not being mean. Some of these so-called churches are trying to come up with everything in the world to attract the young people. Puppet shows, programs, everything in the world to get them to come, amen, and never get them out of the far country. It's going to take a remembrance if they've ever been saved, and if they've not been saved, they need to be born again. Let me tell you something. Ain't more than one place in this world as a church of the living God that Jesus purchased with his own blood, and there's a synagogue of Satan, buddy. You better believe it. I don't fit into that synagogue. There's something about God's church that's got the spirit of the me till you get back to the Father's. Conviction in the hog pen because he didn't like the control at the Father's house. Oh, I'm going to have to hurry. I'm glad sister's not here. She can't tell me that. One day he said, hey, listen. Nobody down there encourage you. Them hogs couldn't. Them citizens of that country could care less.
That's right.
Only thing was could encourage him was he'd been there.
Right. Amen.
He'd been there.
Yes, he has.
He knew what it was.
That's right.
And one day, he said, I will arise. Go to my Father's house. And up he came. He told the hogs, I'll see you boys.
Yeah.
If they don't feed you, you'll starve.
Yeah.
I'm a going home.
Yeah.
I'm a dying down here.
Yeah.
I'm in conviction. It's a killing me.
Yeah.
I'm a going home.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God for the day when he said, I'm going home. And going home. You can believe what you want to. I believe he made more dust going back than he did going down.
Yeah.
I believe he's going back to fast. I believe the dust is coming off of him. Somebody said, where's that boy going? Heard him say, I'm a going home.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He did away.
Yeah. Hey. Praise the Lord.
Now listen to him. You listen to me. You have been in the Father's house.
Yeah.
You know the way back.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know which, naturally speaking,
right.
You know which state your house is in.
Yeah.
You know which county it's in.
Yeah.
You know which community.
Yeah.
You know which holler.
Right.
You know which red barn to go by.
Yeah.
You know which big tree to pass going up to it.
Yeah.
That's the way you are. You have been in the Father's house.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
where it's at. You've been there!
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I wonder how he felt, fellas. When he got high from off from home. I don't know how far he went, but I won't tell us. I don't know how many miles he went. I wonder how. How it felt when he got high from off home. He said, oh, great God. I'm bringing this down physically. He said, Lord, there's Aunt Josette's house.
Yeah.
But up there's Uncle Joe's.
Yeah.
My daddy's right on the
yonder.
I guarantee you, if you're spiritually speaking, when you start at home, you say, oh, yeah, I remember he blessed me right there. I remember you helped me right there. I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
I believe I can almost smell.
Yeah.
Amen. The aroma. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. Now listen. The Father didn't go down there with him.
No.
But his love went down there.
Amen.
The Father didn't go down there with him. But his remembrance went.
Yeah.
Been a many time. I'm glad you're here tonight.
Right.
Been a many time. That boy thought, boy, I can remember when my daddy tried to talk to me, love on me, and kiss me.
Amen.
Bible said his father saw him coming. Now listen to me. The devil will tell you all that when you're going home. He ain't fool you no more. Look what a God you. Look what a mess you've made. You've wasted everything. What about them good ones in there that ain't done like you've done?
Yeah.
Father, we didn't care what he'd done. Bible said he saw him coming.
Yeah.
He saw him coming. A broken boy.
Yeah.
A broken boy.
Amen.
Heart that was filled with real confession. Heart that was filled with real remorse. Heart that was filled with real conviction.
Amen.
And his father saw him coming. He didn't wait till he got there. He ran where he was at.
Yeah.
And put his arms around him.
Yeah.
And he said, son, welcome home.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hold it. Yeah. Listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm quitting it today. Started with conviction. But it brought about a good confession.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
He didn't come back and say, Daddy, I messed up. No. He said, Daddy, I've sinned against heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've sinned in your sight. And Daddy, I'm not even worthy to be called your son.
Right.
He was going to say, let me be one of your servants, but he never got out of his mouth. And he got done with confession. He found out there was some compassion. There
yeah.
got to be some confession.
Yeah.
Or there'll never be any compassion shown
yeah.
from the Father.
Yeah.
And, well, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when there's real
yeah.
confession, there'll be real compassion.
Yeah.
Hugged him up. Pulled him up to him.
Yeah.
Wonder what it smelled like. Just like a hog. Father said, come here. You get around here and rejoice with me.
Yeah.
My boy's back. He was lost. But now he's found. Put a ring on his finger. You know what that ring was signifying? You ain't got to wait 30 days and 60 days and 90 days for us to watch you since it's going to be all right. You are now a first-class son.
Amen.
You're back in.
Yeah.
You're in full fellowship.
Yeah.
You're right back in.
Yeah.
You're just like you was when you left. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He found compassion.
Yeah.
And he said, put a nice clean rope on that boy.
Yeah.
I heard a fella say this one time. I don't know if it's over, but I like it. He said, I believe they got that robe out of the father's closet.
Yeah.
He said, every time you got around him, he smelled just like his father.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Didn't like the control the father had. Found out there's conviction in the hog pen. He found out there's comfort and compassion at home.
Yeah.
Had to be a confession before there could be any compassion.
Yeah.
And after they've shown compassion, he'll give some different clothing. And after he got the different clothing, now he's with a different company. Back in the house of God.
Amen.
Let me read you this and I'm done. He said, preacher, you preach long enough, I preach what God put in my heart. And I preach it in the Holy Ghost. I preach it and try to let you know there's a God loves you. No doubt there's somebody in here in the far country. You might be young, you might be middle-aged. Listen to me, you can come to church every Sunday. And in your heart and mind, they live in that church in the far country.
You're right.
Psalms 103 and 13 and 14. David said, as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. You say, preacher, does he know I'm out of his will? Does he know? Yeah. But he remembers.
Yeah.
That you're dust. Listen to me. All of us that think we die, think we really something.
Yeah.
All of our righteousness. All of our righteousness. That's filthy right.
That's right.
The best thing we can do.
Right.
Now listen to me. If our righteousness is still right, I wonder what our goodness is like.
Yeah.
Wonder what our badness really looks like. Our righteousness.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Are you in a foreign country? You want to stay down there? Sometimes, maybe you've just not been there long enough.
Right.
You stay there that long. And you don't have to. That boy had to make up his mind, I will rise.
Yeah.
I never forget one time, I'll tell this, I promise you. They called me at 3 o'clock one morning years ago. We had a revival at the church that week. One of my elderly members had passed away. When I passed by, there's a girl sitting on the 3 o'clock morning. Looked like she's about 17, 18 years old, sitting on the wall. Pretty big. I knew she was. Wait, that girl would come by. Just kept going. Most preachers wouldn't have done this. I stayed up there an hour and a half, 2 hours. Those folk popped. When I come back, that girl was still sitting on the wall. 17, 18. Now, hold on. No. I packed and turned around. Come back. And I stopped. And I said, young lady, what do you do? Sitting here at 3:30 in the morning on the wall. He said, I'm looking for a date. I said, get in. She just found her a date. She got in my car and closed the door. Pulled off. And I said, I want to talk to you about the Lord Jesus. Oh, God. I drove that girl around for 30 minutes. Talked to her about Jesus. And I said, honey, pick you out a 45-year-old woman that's went down the road you're going and look at her real good.
Yeah, right.
It's never changed. See if that's what you want.
Yeah, right.
If you've got to talk to me about some things. When I got back and talked to her, but you know what's wrong with a lot of these folks? Nobody's ever acted like they care.
You're right. That's right.
You say, what if a preacher saw you? I'd have been just like Jesus was when he sat down at the well, that woman, huh?
Right.
I don't give a that's between me and God. I was talking about Jesus. And when I stopped, that girl just sat there. Right back where she said. When she got in, I told her what I was and what I wanted. She said, oh God. When I stopped, she didn't even want to get out. She found out.
Yeah.
I don't have a doubt in my mind, but somewhere in that young lady's life, somebody talked to her about Jesus.
That's
she might have been out of a church somewhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right.
She was
you're
thinking
right.
about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Where you at?
God bless you.
Where you at tonight? And if you're not there, the devil liked you to be there. How many of you have been trying to drag you down there, showing off this pretty stuff? You've been listening to me. You've been listening to this preacher. It's all stay. You're here tonight and you need this all. You say, well, I wouldn't come up here at all. Some might think I've been down in the far country. I wouldn't give a hoot what they thought. You may not even be there, but the devil might be trying to get you there. Listen to me. You've been listening to me. The Lord loves you. There's compassion at the house. There's love at the house. There's our Father loves you and cares for you. You need this all. You come. Make up your mind right now. I'm coming. I'll tell you, if the devil been a worry, you in trouble and you and trying to tire you down, you ought to at least come up here and say, God, help me. Give me strength. Take your mind of the inward man that I might not end up down there. Done my best to deliver you from my heart what God put on my heart. And this is not just what's on my heart. I think yesterday that's what was on God's heart. He wants to know that he loves you.